3. It was a perfect New England autumn evening, the failing sunlight painting the world gold, so I drove to Digger's house with the top down on my 63 Thunderbird. The town was choked with bright splashes of orange, red, and yellow as the trees tuned up for their annual show. I wound my way through the historic downtown, quaint tree-lined streets with antique shops, boutiques, and restaurants, this time of year filled with tourists who came from New York and beyond for the fall colors. Outside of town, the majestic historic buildings gave way to subdivisions of newer prefab homes, and then, farther out, trailer parks and wooden Cape Cod-style houses that were little more than shacks. Here, there were only strip malls filled with Walmarts, dollar stores, and tobacco outlet shops. Most people never saw this side of the town. Few had any reason to venture out here on the fringe where the janitors and bus drivers and lunch ladies lived. Digger greeted me at the door with a grunt and didn't wait to see if I followed him inside. "God damn it!" he snapped as he sat down and slapped his wiry thigh in disgust. "I told her to DVR one goddamn show for me, and the fucking thing is full of shit about fat chicks trying to lose weight and episodes of Jersey Shore." Digger was complaining about his wife, an inexplicably appealing woman with overplucked eyebrows and a large collection of tracksuits. He would never talk about her that way in her presence, was terrified of her, but when she wasn't around, he liked to talk big, like he wore the pants. The fact that Digger was married is proof that there is someone out there for everyone. Wiry and gritty, with dirt caked into his torn cuticles, he appeared 10 years older than his actual age of 34. Digger was content at the top of his own little empire. He had risen to the rank of not just a tenant, but an owner of a double-wide trailer, a fact that made him something of a god among the backwoods people who had reared him. He probably moved 10 pounds of dope a month, and the only reason he had never surfaced on any law enforcement radar was because there just weren't many people who could bring themselves to care that he even existed. He worked full-time as a grave digger in Mount Comfort Cemetery, not far from his trailer park, probably making...